I was never frightened that I was going to die, because I somehow, you know, maybe it was my age, I just sort of knew that I was going to come out of that war, okay? And there were times when I was very concerned, you know, that something might mess up, you know, when you're down there and they call for flank speed and you're the guy that's responsible for those two engines. You know, you want to hear them really roar smooth and trouble-free and so on and so forth. And you can be concerned. And but no, I felt that I was immortal. And you know, and people ask me, was I brave? I wasn't brave either, because you have to be afraid to be brave. I wasn't afraid. I was immortal.
You were there doing your job, and you were busy at it.
That's right. And I was good. I knew what I was doing. So,
did you ever have, are there experiences on that destroyer that stand out?
Well, yeah, you know, we had a couple of close calls. I mean, basically, compared to friends of mine who served as combat infantrymen, and I had a walk in the park, but we survived a really bad storm, for Pete's sake, the Great Atlantic Hurricane of 1944. I Googled it, and by God, they have it there. It was very impressive, and four ships went down, including a destroyer. And maybe we had another. We were hit once by a Dud torpedo. I guess that's lucky or whatever. And that's it. But we almost had a, we almost collided with a British cruiser, and that was really just luck. I mean, we both had radar, but it was a terrible storm. And if not for lookouts, like live people, I would not be here. So we had three close calls. So we once went three, but we had like maybe four, but not much. It was mostly routine duties, just, you know, serving your time, practicing, doing lots of practicing, lots of preventive maintenance on the equipment and so on.